crawl out from under your bridges, because it's time for Trollin' the Mitten. Your favorite local comedy podcast where we bring you the best and brightest from the Great Lakes State. I'm your host, Errol Gribble, a Michigan Reconnect student here at Lansing Community College in the Digital Media, Audio, and Cinema program, where, just like in nature, stars are forged through exposure to pressure and a lot of hot air. Welcome back to the show. It's everybody's favorite Michigan podcast. And I am your host, Errol Gribble. Today is our cherry episode. If you're not from Michigan, you don't know. I don't know why. I suppose we should have done some research before this episode. But cherries are huge in Michigan. No, I do know why. It's because of the climate is, of course, perfect for it, as long as global warming doesn't ruin everything. So in this episode, I once again roped an incredibly talented friend of mine, Miss Caitlin Bess Ryle. She is a performer, a teaching artist, singer, actress. She's so funny. She's so talented. And what I didn't know is her boyfriend, Mr. Austin Fainer, is also very funny. And she surprised me by having him with her when she showed up to record, and I was delighted. I'm so happy to have met him and to have him on the show. He's not a performer. At least that he hasn't told me he is. He should be. He is on the show. You'll notice if you look at the show notes, there's no social media for him because this gentleman does not want the attention, but I think we should give him all the attention he deserves. He plays Buck the boyfriend. That's the only spoiler I'll give you. Remember, nothing's rehearsed, everything's improvised. No planning, no practice, no problem. Enjoy the show. Hey, we're back Trolling the Mitten. Today we're up in Traverse City, Michigan, cherry capital of the world, at one of the best cherry farms in the area, if I do say so myself. We are here with Sherry of Sherry's Cherries. Sherry, say hello for the folks at home.
Well, hi, everyone.
How are you, Sherry? Thanks for being with us. I'm doing great today.
Thank you so much for coming out, Errol. It's been a pleasure.
Oh, we're so excited. We love everything Michigan. We love everybody Michigan. And believe it or not, we've yet to have any cherry specialists on the show, Sherry.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I'm honored.
Well, as am I. So how long have you been in the cherry game, Sherry?
I have been in the cherry game my whole life, Errol, because my whole life has been cherries. I was named after cherries. They thought that cherry was too cheesy, so my parents named me Sherry.
Sherry, cherry.
But the whole business was started about the time that I was born, and they named me after the farm. They thought it would be clever.
So Sherry's cherries.
Yes, that's my cherry.
So, I don't want to blast you out on the radio, but you don't look that old. What, early 30s maybe?
Yep, a ripe 30. That's me.
There we go.
My parents started this farm, and they needed to rebrand a little bit about the time I came along. There had been maybe some controversy from my grandparents a minute ago, and they decided to rebrand and start fresh with new marketing and new things going on, and then I came along. That's perfect.
Beautiful.
Sherry's ready to handle it.
The little cherry baby.
The little cherry baby. That was me.
That's amazing. I gotta ask, though, what happened with your grandpa?
I'm not really sure what happened. I think he decided to get out of the game. It was starting to be a young man's cherry game. You had to be on top of branding and marketing, and you had to sell to the stores.
Sure.
It was different times back then. You could just open a stand on the side of the road and make pies in the local farmer's market competition, and then you were good and
you were in.
But it was a young man's cherry game, and so he decided to sell it to his daughter, which is my mother, Tammy.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. So he had to get out of the cherry race.
All right. Well, I'm glad you're in it now. So how long have you been running the farm?
I've only been running it for like the last 5 years, Errol.
All right.
Yes, it's still kind of a new thing for me.
Sure.
But I'm very excited to take on this challenge and to grow our Sherry's Cherry brand and I'm going to try my best to make it national if I can.
That's amazing. Mm-hmm. Well, hopefully the podcast can help. What do we got here on your farm? You mentioned the cherry stand. I do see a cherry stand by the road.
Yes, we do keep that one up for our locals and sort of as a tribute to my grandfather.
Absolutely.
Just to keep the old ways alive. So we still have the stand.
And it's one of the fun things I think I love. You know, you could stop for blueberries and pick them. So could people do a you-pick cherries?
We do. We do a you-pick cherry during the cherry's ripest season.
All right.
We've gotten the most popular ones. So most of the trees that you're seeing throughout here are the Montmorency cherry brand, the varietal that is the tart cherries that we grow mostly in all of Michigan here.
Right, that's what Michigan's known for, right?
Yep, those are the ones.
We grow most of them all over. All right.
Yep. A couple of the other varietals that you're seeing out there, I'm trying to grow some that maybe aren't known in Traverse City.
Oh, it's a real trendsetter.
I'm really trying. So one of the cool ones that we're trying out here, it's mostly a California-based one, is the Rainer cherry.
Okay.
So I'm trying. Those are the ones in the greenhouse. I'm telling you, I barely got to work hard to make those ones happen.
Oh,
but
that's
the ones
great.
That I cannot seem to get going out here is those gosh darn Bada Bing cherries.
Bada Bing?
Those Bada Bings.
Well, no, okay.
Forget about it.
I didn't know there was a cherry named Bada Bing cherry.
There is a Bada Bing cherry.
There's a Bing cherry, but the Bada Bing is different?
The Bada Bing is slightly different. It's actually really...
Does it have more of like a bite? You taste it, it's actually quite sweet. Oh.
It is. So it's not too tart. It's very sweet. It's
like
got a darker skin.
Like the ladies at the Bada Bing.
That's right, Errol.
Darker skin.
Mm-hmm.
What do they say? The darker the berry, the sweeter the cherry, the darker the berry? I don't know.
They could say something like that.
Yeah,
I like my cherries how I like my coffee. Dark.
All right. Good to know, folks. What do your parents think of all of these new, you know, innovative ideas you're throwing at the family?
Well, my father's very supportive of it. He's very excited about it. He was new to the cherry game when he met my mother.
So he's grandpa to mom.
Yes,
yeah,
grandpa
right.
to mom. Okay, so he, right. my father's very excited about all these changes, very proud. My mom's a little hesitant. She's a little bit on the side of my grandfather where all these new ideas and these new ways of doing things with that, you know, newfangled internet.
Sure.
It's not exactly something she's familiar with. So
right
she's
on.
A little bit hesitant to the changes.
Bit of a boomer, is she?
A little bit, I tell you, Errol.
Okay.
But she is very excited about all the money it's bringing in.
That's what I was going to
mm-hmm.
say, you know.
All the success. I don't hear her crying about that.
I think we think a lot about the folksiness of Michigan, but cherries is a big game.
It is. It is a big game.
There's big
it's
money
a big
to
cherry
be made
race,
in cherries.
I tell you. And that's part of the appeal of the cherry. Because it is such a big part of Michigan, and it's been around for so long, you got to lean into that folksy hominess of the cherry.
Sure. Meanwhile, you're raking in millions.
Listen, Errol, the taxes, I tell you, it's not quite millions. Maybe we'll be able to tip that in the next couple of years.
That's part of my five, ten-year plan. She's got a 5 to 10 year plan.
That's right.
To grow Sherry's cherries.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Why don't you give us a tour around the farm here?
Absolutely. So right over here, we've got the small production. I wouldn't say a factory, really. It's just kind of in our own little house, like our back mill area.
Oh, more
of a pole barn area. So we've got this little area over here. This is where we rake in all the cherries mm-hmm. from, and we make sure they're organized. We make sure we got all the good cherries. So we don't take anything that looks a little bit deformed or a little bit maybe overripe or underripe. We've got the different areas to section those guys off into over here.
Yeah, look at that. You've got like people pulling them out by
hand. That's right, by hand. We are still a by hand production here, Errol.
Whoa.
I know. That's going to be something in the next five-year plan. I don't know what I'm going to do if I'm going to try to size it up for some national stuff.
You're going to need some relatively inexpensive labor, I think.
Something.
Maybe hiring some local high school kids or something.
Oh, absolutely. We are huge in the summertime. Oh, we are the coolest place to work in the summertime,
I tell you.
Uh-huh. We've got a nice big farm here.
Sure.
And so what we do is we hire some high school kids.
Yeah,
there's
a bunch of young kids.
That's right.
Do they all have, like, work permits? That kid looks, he can't be any older than 13.
Listen here, Errol. Something else we've got over here in our pole barn area is we've got a production area for preserves and jams and jellies.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Oh,
so we've got all of these things that, yeah, we cook it down right over here.
Wow. Yeah, look at them kids just stirring away those giant
I
rats.
Know. They're so excited to
hey guys,
work.
Hey, guys, how you doing? Do you pay those kids well? Or
yeah, we do. Of course we do, Errol.
I don't mean to call you out on the radio, but that kid looks like he's crying over there.
No, he's just gets so overwhelmed with how much he loves these cherries, Errol. Let me tell you.
Okay.
He just gets so excited to be a part of it.
Those are tears of joy.
Tears of joy for the cherries.
Have fun, buddy.
Cherries and the farming, it's just so exciting.
He keeps just like shaking his arms like they're tired. I don't know. Anyway.
Take a lap, Steven.
So this is exciting. I do smell the cherries cooking. Mm-hmm. So you got cherry jelly, cherry jam?
Yep, we got cherry jam, cherry jelly, cherry sauce, cherry syrup, cherry tart, cherry relish. We're already in Myers. We're finalizing a Kroger contract. We should be in Kroger's by the end of the year.
Okay.
This
is Sherry's cherries.
Sherry's cherries. Every cherry should be a little bite of paradise.
Sherry's cherries.
Sherry's cherries.
So what do you do that makes your cherries paradise bites?
Well, I can't give away all our trade secrets, Errol.
Of course, all right.
But let me tell you, the secret is in the nitrates in the soil.
Oh.
You gotta start from the growth of the cherry.
The nitrates. Now, what is that? I'm not a farmer, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. So tell me, what does that mean?
You know what? You know who helped me with this the most, Errol? That's gonna be my boyfriend, Buck. He was actually, he's so smart, and he was the one that started me on this journey of how to have the perfect paradise cherry bite.
Buck. You know.
My boyfriend, Buck.
You say that, and mm-hmm. I see you looking across the orchard, and there's a strapping gentleman.
Hi, honey.
He's like shirtless and sweaty. Is that Buck?
That is my Buck.
Is it okay? I've got an extra microphone here. We could bring him over.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. Oh, okay, I adore him.
Here, bring him on over. Hey, Buck.
Hey, honey. Can you come over here for a sec? Hi.
Buck, come on over.
Hi, baby.
Hey, here. Yeah, just right into that microphone. Hey, buddy. How you doing?
Oh, I'm living the dream, dear Errol. How you doing?
Oh, good. So you are the infamous Buck.
Yes.
All right.
This is the one.
So, Buck and Sherry, God, look at you. You're glowing. Sherry, you're pinker than a cherry. My goodness.
Yeah, he gets me all riled up that way.
Oh, okay. So, PG podcast, kids.
Yes, Errol.
So, Buck, how'd you two meet?
Oh, well, you know, I was in the area. I'm originally from Engadine.
Up in the UP. Mm-hmm. I thought I heard a little bit of that accent.
He's a goat.
Yep.
That's okay.
So, and I've got
it's nice that you're slumming with the trolls down here.
That's actually why I was a little late to the farm today. I've got a beloved, I love her to death, a Polaris 700 Sportsman four-wheeler. That's my main form of transportation. And the clutch went out.
Sure. Oh, no.
And unfortunately, they don't carry clutches for that bad boy up at the Maelstrand Mall. So I had to come on down the bridge, hang out with the trolls for a minute. And I just happened to be walking through one of the outskirts of there, Traverse City, going to like the family farm and home to find a clutch for it.
Okay.
And I just happened to see that little red pickup over there unloading some dried cherries.
Oh, sure.
And I walked over, and there Sherry was, and I just fell in love with her on the spot.
Oh, love at first, Sherry.
It was. He was a little on the rough side. I mean, but that's how I like my men, a little outdoors, a little rugged.
I would say you're a rugged gentleman.
Well, you know, up in there, the UP, we don't have all these fancy malls and everything. I got to get all my clothes and everything, really, from the Dollar General.
That's
and
right.
Even that, we're just running into town, takes probably 20-30 minutes to go a country mile.
No, absolutely. Mm-hmm. But worth it, you know. It looks like you found good pants. You're still looking for a shirt, apparently, but that's okay.
Well, I had to use my shirt that I had earlier, so again, because I was late, the clutch on the quad went out again, so I had to take my snowmobile. I don't own a car, because you only drive them 2 months out of the year up there.
Of course.
And unfortunately, riding the snowmobile across the bridge, there was a terrible, terrible swarm of them there, mayflies, and just splattered all over the shirt, so I had to take it off, and it was just... I couldn't put it back on. Okay, I couldn't let her see me like that.
I mean, you know, you can leave it off. You know, it's a fine look. It makes me wish this was a video podcast. Some of the ladies, I think, might enjoy it. No offense, Sherry.
Mm-hmm. No, none taken. They can all drink it in. I love Buck. I know what he's about, so they can drink it all in.
That is amazing. Now, are you working on the farm full-time now? Are you living together? Is this a full-time relationship? Or?
Well, we're not living together yet. Okay, we've got some plans to have me move down here. Probably within the next season or two.
Okay.
I've got a couple things up north I got to take care of there first. Now, I don't work on the farm full time, but I do the occasional odd job. I'm a jack of all trades. That's how I make my living, is a little bit of this, a little bit of that.
Nothing feels more UP to me than the jack of all trades.
Yeah, because we don't have the industry up there that you guys have down here.
Buck, you've been helping out with the nitrates. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, nitrates is fertilizer, right? So, right? Like, that's where we get it from, like, the poop.
Yes.
So, Buck, how are you helping with the fertilizer? Do you have, like, a source up in the UP?
I do, actually. One of my odd jobs is I actually help maintain the Oswald Bear Ranch.
The Oswald Bear Ranch.
Up there in the UP.
Now, this is going to be some trade secrets right now, Errol, that he's given you. So, be careful, honey.
All right.
So, I dearly love the Oswald Bear Ranch. It's fun for the whole family.
Like a ranch of bears?
Yes. More of a sanctuary, really, for black bears.
Okay, that's a little nicer. So it's a free-range bear sanctuary.
So these are bears that have been injured in one way or another or abandoned, and then they were raised by humans for a certain amount of time, so they're not able to go back into the wild.
Oh, it's a bear rescue farm.
Yeah.
Okay, a ranch.
And as most sanctuaries do, they have indoor and outdoor enclosures for the bears because, you know, the weather up there can get pretty gnarly and need a place to hibernate. And for sanitary purposes, at the end of the season, at the end of the winter when the bears are coming out of hibernation, someone's got to go in there and clean out their caves.
Oh.
So
And Buck is the lucky one.
That's actually the secret ingredient for Sherry's cherries.
Folks, you heard it here on Trolling the Moon first.
Mm-hmm.
The sweetest cherries come from the meanest bear. I don't know.
I like that.
All right, I'm trying.
I like that.
So bear poop, bear dung, bear feces.
Yes, that's actually the
bear scat.
Bear scat.
Bear scat.
Skibidi bop bop. Poop in your pants. All right, that's great. Wow, bear scat. That's how you grow your cherries.
That is part of one of the secrets of Sherry's cherries.
Buck, how many bears you got up there on the farm, in the ranch?
Oh, I'm not sure because, it's the summertime. Bears come and they go. They go to different sanctuaries around the country, you know, because you gotta keep the population pretty steady.
Uh-huh.
Bears, while they're semi-social, they do like their alone time, so we don't have too many bears up there. I think right now we've probably got 25, 30 bears. We got several cubs that came in. Unfortunately, a mother was taken this last spring, got in an accident, splattered by an F-150.
Watch your trucks on the road, folks. Oof. Break for bears. But wow, you got quite a ranch up there then. That's a lot of bear poop. Sherry, now I see why you want to grow so big.
That's right.
With that much poop, why wouldn't you?
Exactly. We got excess scat.
Now, are you the one who's bringing that scat down?
Yes, that's actually really the only form of payment I receive from the Oswald Bear Ranch is I do get to clean out them cages and bring down the
you get
excrement.
Paid in scat.
Also, I just love the animals, you know, up there. It's just beautiful.
Oh, that's nice. What a big soul this boy's got.
He really is.
Big soul. Hopefully he's got a big everything. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, let's move on.
Hero.
You know what? I feel like we're kind of getting in the way here. I know you got a lot of customers rolling in.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything that you want to show us before we leave?
I think next time, if we're able to do this again, I'd love to have a little bit more of an expansion ready at the Leelanau property, and then maybe you can get in on the ground floor of some of that new production that we're looking to have. But in the meantime, I do want us to head on over to the other side of the house where the bakery is, and I want to be able to sample one of them tarts.
Let's go. Let's walk on over there. Oh, Buck, you're gonna bring that whole bag of, what do they call that, bushel of cherries with you. All right.
Mm-hmm.
That's a strapping young fella.
You know, I can't just leave her out there in the orchard. She'll...
Sure. So while we're walking, what's the best way to pick those cherries?
I really find it just getting up there on the ladder, getting them down by hand.
Wow.
Because, you know, your fingers see better than your eyes do, so you can really tell when those cherries are ripe, underripe, if they got worms, because, you know, we are all organic here at Sherry's Cherry.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. Organic. So, okay. And your fingers see better than your eyes. That's got to be a UP thing. I don't know if I've ever heard that done. But all right. Okay, here we
He's
are.
He's a real salt of the earth fella.
This is a beautiful sign outside, and let's go through the front
And
door.
Here we are in the bakery area. Oh. Again, just still a small operation. Yeah, you smell that?
Folks, I wish you had some smell-o-vision. Man, this smells good.
It's beautiful. It's wholesome. Mm. It's all organic. Sherry's Cherries. That's right.
What do we got? We got donuts here.
Yep, we got cherry donuts. Yeah. We're gonna try to break out a little bit more into maybe some other fruits eventually, but it's all so wholesomely cherry right now.
No, and there's nothing that says Michigan more than cherry.
Nothing
I love it,
more
cherry.
Than cherry.
So what's your favorite thing here? What do we got here at the?
Well, I'm partial to pie. I love our cherry pie, and right here we actually have mini pies, mini Sherry's Cherries mini pies.
Those are beautiful. Look at that lattice work. Do you do that yourself?
My mother does these. Yes.
Is that her?
Yes.
Behind the camera.
Hi, Mom. Yep, that's Tammy there. She
smells gorgeous, Tammy. Thank you so much.
Yep, and she's the one in charge of all of this here at the bakery because this is what her job used to be when my grandfather was in charge. She was the one that started the bakery. She started doing pies and baked goods out at the stand at the farm. And she's still in charge of it. So whoever comes up next with her is going to need to know how to bake. That's probably not going to be me. I'm not much of a cook.
Get your oven mitts on.
Mm-hmm.
I do have myself there a personalized set of oven mitts. Sherry got me them for Christmas last year.
Gorgeous.
They got the little bears on them.
Oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. Well, look, I want to thank you both so much. Well, anything you want to say to the fans before we sign off?
Just thank you so much for having us on today, Errol. Thanks for coming on out to our farm. Please, everybody, go check out Sherry's Cherries. We are going to be national, so get in on the ground floor while you can,
that's
folks.
Right. So, you know, come on up here to Traverse City or stop by your local Myers. And grab some Sherry's Cherries.
Come on by the Traverse City Cherry Festival. We've got a big stand every single year. Come out and represent.
All right. Thank you so much for being on the show. You too. I expect an invitation to the wedding.
Oh, absolutely.
I'll bring some cherries. This has been Trolling the Mitten.
Oh, Buck is so cute. You should take him out to the cherry shed.
That's all for today, Youper Scoopers. Remember, you can listen to this and every one of our episodes on lccconnect.org, plus all your major streaming platforms. Thank you so much for tuning in. We hope you had as much fun as we did. And until next time, if you seek a pleasant peninsula, look about you.